Rick Emerson. Only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I don't know what the hell that is, man. We're just talking about something during the break, and Clyde comes in. What about those two girls when I smelled like ketchup? It was the weirdest random sentence that made no sense at all. It was like William Burroughs or something. Yeah. What about the typewriter under the ham? You know, it's like it didn't make any sense at all. It's just nonsense. All right. We're here with Richard Nunn from the WB. In a short while, CNN Radio's Jim Rook can talk about the People's Choice Awards and the American Music Awards. Top five live acts of 2002 coming up. Julie from the front desk. And later on, Tom Likas, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Okay, so really quickly, before we do the news, so Richard Nunn, so you and I were talking with Sherry here in Oregon City, I feel bad, Sherry, that you bought the Glengarry Glen Ross DVD basically on my recommendation, and then you don't like it. I feel like I've led you astray.
Oh, don't go feeling all guilty, but I don't get it.
I'm not going to ask, do you have a husband, boyfriend? Did you watch it with a man?
Okay.
Did you watch it with a man?
I did.
Okay.
I kept falling asleep.
What did the man think?
He likes it.
Ah, there you go. See, so I think we've discovered the problem here.
Well, I like guy flicks, though. I like chick flicks, but I like guy movies.
What's a guy movie that you would say you like?
Rocky.
Okay, well, you know, all right, well, fair enough.
It has a happy ending.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, a happy ending. Glengarry Glen Ross, it's just down, down, dark, dark, doom, doom, doom.
I was told that the scene where Alec Baldwin yells at them all is common, like, in big business.
Oh, yeah, the Alec Baldwin speech gets used all the time. We say it, like, 20, 30 times a day around here. Always be closing.
Yeah. Or just like screaming at people, and I guess I just didn't get that.
Okay, well, Richard Nunn, you know what I'm talking about. You say
no,
that.
I'm trying to interject, and I know nothing of the movie. I've never seen the Glengarry Glen.
Ah!
Always,
you know
what? Be closing.
Don't buy it, rent it, and then you won't feel bad.
What are you doing to me here? Oh, God, infidels. Okay,
you say
Sherry?
It's worth a rental?
It's not even worth a rental. It's worth one of your children.
I went to Hollywood Video, and I paid $20 for it.
Hollywood Video.
I think I have, like, one of those $5 Hollywood
Video.
Please.
See,
there you go.
The pain just piles on. Okay, how much did you...
for free.
Okay, Sherry, how much did you pay for it?
I didn't buy it, actually. It was... But we do own it,
okay.
And...
Okay, so you didn't... Well, how much... Okay, I
don't know. It's
sounds like a Matt trick.
Yeah, I was going to say. You've been hanging out with Matt getting free stuff from the movie company. Okay, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you're ever going to have a chance to come by the studio, if you have a chance, if you're going to be able to swing by, cave to cave one of these days. You bring it in, I'll give you, as they say in the streets, cash money. I'll pay... I'll buy it from you.
Oh, that's awesome.
No,
thanks.
And here's why. It's not charity. It's because I can't stand the thought of the movie sitting there unloved, unwatched. It needs to go to a loving home.
Oh.
You ought to give it to Richard since he's never seen it.
Damn straight.
I don't even have a DVD player.
No!
So
what are you doing, man? What, are you still watching cave paintings?
No, yeah.
Jesus.
Video
Clyde still looking for a personal trainer?
Clyde's always looking for a personal trainer.
Oh, then give
or
him
just
my number.
Someone to give him free food. Well, I'll tell you what. Are you going to be able to come into the station one of these days?
I could probably swing it.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold with Matt and Sarah, and they'll get your phone number, contact, and we'll hook something up, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, hang on, Sherry. All right, talk to Sherry and... Never seen... So I have to buy you a DVD player and give you the movie to get you to watch this?
You've never seen Trapped in Paradise. And that had Dana Carvey, John Lovett, and Nick Cage.
Okay. All right. Richard Nunn from the WB. Thank you, man. All right. We'll talk to you again on what, Thursday?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Richard Nunn from the WB. Jim Root from CNN Radio in just a moment, and Dean and Scott as well. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 106, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Larson Oil, offering the lowest prices on home heating oil in the Portland area. Give Larson Oil a call at 503-281-0003. Ask about the January special. Top story this afternoon, Jennifer Aniston is hobbling around with a broken toe. She used a cane and held on to Matthew Perry's arm as they walked to the stage to accept the People's Choice Award last night for favorite female TV performer. Her publicist says Jennifer Aniston accidentally bumped her right foot on a piece of furniture. A former orphan who pulled himself up by the bootstraps with encouragement from the nuns who ran the home for boys where he spent a miserable childhood. Ted Kulongowski has been elected and sworn in as governor of Oregon. He just concluded his inauguration speech. It's politics is kind of boring. We'll only play the last two sentences.
We, like Lewis and Clark, have reached our destination. Working as one, we will also reach our dreams.
Lisa
Thank
will
you.
Also reach our dreams.
God bless
Lisa.
Oregon.
Must be his wife.
I don't know. Why is she in our dreams?
I don't know.
And the people rejoiced. Thank you. A group of mentally ill patients at...
Okay. Now that I'm just afraid.
Kulongowski apparently has his own sirens that come with him.
That was live from the state house.
We've had way too many references to midgets.
See, under the rainbow? Yeah, what the hell was that about?
Well, let me tell you about these group of mentally ill patients at two residential treatment centers in Multnomah County.
Okay.
They are suing the state to prevent their eviction. They filed a lawsuit this morning. It says 100 patients will be forced into the streets because they have nowhere to go. But the state says it has to reduce funding, so out they go. Five attorneys are volunteering their time in the lawsuit. One of the lawyers says the patients face the risk of violence and even death in the streets. And that's what happens if we don't vote or Prop 28 at the end of the month. Let's talk about Kid Rock. He stars as a rival biker and Manuel Galloway in Biker Boys with a Z. So it must be edgy. The story revolves around an annual drag racing event in Fresno. It sounds even better, doesn't it? Where Manuel tries to retain his championship title. Kid Rock talks about how he got the part in the film.
I don't read much, and I read the script, and I thought it was kind of cool.
I'm not really into reading.
Get that out in the open.
It wasn't a big budget, you know.
Get that out front, yeah.
You know, the new Vin Diesel mega picture thing coming out. It was kind of low-key, and it kind of had a good plot to it. So the director, Reggie, came over and met with me, and he showed me this portfolio.
I happened to trip and fall onto the script.
I don't know if people always do this or not, but he had this whole portfolio, all these old Western pictures and all this stuff, which kind of got me. Like, I was like, Western, you know, I'm into that stuff. And he showed me this whole thing later, and he kind of had a vision, so that would be kind of cool to try it out.
He's got Eminem envy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Laurence Olivier, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, someone who asked to borrow my weather forecast for just a moment has failed to return it. Therefore, we might have to ask Richard Nunn to fill us in on what that weather might be.
No, he's already gone.
Here. Yeah, if only he was actually here.
But Sarah's running down the hall right now as we speak. Opening your door,
thank you.
You have weather.
I do, don't I? Well, it's going to be rainy today, which comes as a surprise to no one. High temperatures in the mid-40s to low 50s.
Did you really need that to say it's going to be rainy?
All that trouble. Occasional rain tonight and lows in the mid-30s. And then a chance of rain tomorrow.
Swell.
And then a chance of rain. Oh, it might clear up on Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, he pretends like he writes it, but we both steal it from Mark Marshall.
I was going to say, but yeah, it's going to be that like you.
I don't think Mark Marshall writes this. This is, look. Does this look like something Mark would spend the time writing?
No, that's Dave Paul.
That's what I thought.
So we're actually reading weather now that's about 12 hours old.
But it's the right forecast. I'm T. Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com, made possible by Budget Computers over the $200 laptop.
You know, it really is January in Portland. Anything that's not calling for locusts is going to be the correct forecast.
It's funny, though, that we had Richard Nunn in here for like an hour and 15 minutes and never had him do the weather.
All right, we're going to get Scott and Dean in just a moment. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Our good friend and correspondent from Los Angeles, CNN Radio dude, Jim the Hammer Roop.
What's up, baby?
What do you... Don't talk like that.
I'm sorry, man.
No, it's some... You can't...
Wolfman Roop.
I've been tired.
Now. Yeah, I was going to say.
I've been up all night.
Yeah. No, well, that's right, because you were at the People's Choice Awards.
I was with the People's.
Can we officially call this the Stupid People's Choice Awards?
Because
why not? This is... I don't even know, understand. What people... What people wear...
Well, apparently there's, you know, somebody sitting at home making phone calls to 214 million Americans out there.
But, I mean, has anybody in this room ever voted on the People's Choice Awards?
I have.
No, you haven't. When?
Yes, I have.
When?
You can go online and do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's... Yeah, but have you ever been in that random sample they say they call during a Gallup?
Yeah, but that, they don't know on the internet.
I've never been on that, but I've actually logged on and you can go on and vote for certain stuff online.
Yeah, but that internet thing's bogus, too, because it's live in the East. Folks on the West Coast can't vote.
Yeah, it's rigged.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so you... Yeah, the citizen
So
counts.
Apparently I've not actually voted, though I thought I had.
You kind of voted the way people in Florida vote, which is to say not so much.
Well, I was in Florida while I was doing it.
Oh, so. maybe your Chad was hanging.
Wait, let me...
It's possible.
Let me understand this. You actually come out of your vacation to go online and vote in the People's Choice Awards? How empty is your life? How empty does your existence have to be?
I was online checking my email, and I got one of the little flashy thingies that, and it happened to be for a show that I liked, so I clicked on it to go support that show.
Jesus, God.
I was like 2 o'clock in the morning,
and you
man.
Figured, hey, why the hell not?
Exactly. Were you
like, looking at timeshares? What are you talking about?
No, I didn't have a tea time until like noon the next day, so I was up that night. It was no problem.
You see what I'm surrounded by up here? See what I have to deal with, Jim? It's just the... Jesus, God. One mark after another just to vote. Okay, I'll do it now. All right, anyway. Do you also get like a fast, easy way to fix your credit and some penis extensions while you're on there? Hey, can I get Zenical shipped to me free online? Woo! All right, anyway. People's Choice Awards. So it was just Lord of the Rings and Eminem, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, okay. Half the folks, you know, it never surprises me that in a People's Choice Award, that the top-rated TV shows, the number one box office, the number one music sellers are going to get the award, for crying out loud. It's the people anyway.
Sure.
You know, it's just that half of them didn't show up to accept their honor.
It's a bunch of crap. Can we just get to the bottom line? Is it just a bunch of crap?
Bastards.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Coming up tonight, though, is the American Music Awards.
This will be fun.
And it's a higher grade of crap. And so you're going to get no sleep two nights in a row.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Because not only have I not any sleep, but then the Osbournes are hosting. So I'm going to love this whole night, man.
Just get one surreal. Just it's a whole surreal evening for you.
I'm taking vodka and orange juice, and I'm just having a good time.
Excellent. I'm sure that Ted Turner... Well, see, Steve Case isn't around to tell you guys what to do anymore, so you can just... you guys at CNN just do whatever you want now.
We're kind of leaderless for a little while.
Seriously, what is that about? Is there anybody even running your company this week?
You know, I don't know, man.
Hey, Jim, do me a favor. Give him a call. Tell him I'll take the job, because...
Yeah, because you're the only one among us who voted for the People's Choice Award. So you have more experience than the rest of us.
Well, you can't drive the stock any lower. I mean, stock is down from 56 to 13 or something today. So anywhere you can go after Steve Case is going to be up. Dude, Jim and I could run that company, man, and we could just fly it right. That's what I'm talking about. So the American Music Awards, so the Osbournes are hosting it. And then let me ask you, is there any reason I should watch?
There'll be some good performances, I think.
Who's performing?
Well, you got Elton John, Tim McGraw, Mariah Carey. She's looking good now.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a party. These fan-based programs, or these fan-based award shows, there's no pressure.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so...
It's not like the Grammys.
Party.
Well, because if you lose, who cares? It's just the AMA.
It's like, hey, so what? Big deal. I came here and got some free food and a nice gift bag.
Well, it's the same reason that the Video Music Awards are always the best every year, because it's like, because it's kind of cool to win, but it doesn't really matter if you win.
Right.
And so you can just go and just be drunk and let it all hang out. That's where all the best stuff happens. So the Grammys, it's like the more important the ceremony becomes, the less interesting it becomes.
Exactly.
All right. So you're doing that. So you won't be able to watch Joe Millionaire tonight.
No. But I do have a copy of Glengarry Glen Ross.
We're going to get some calls on Glengarry Glen Ross here in a second. So you're down with Glengarry.
Oh, it's great, man.
See?
I just love how Jack Lemmon falls apart.
Does your wife dig it?
No.
See? That's what I'm saying. For every man who loves Glengarry Glen Ross, there's a wife or girlfriend who doesn't get it.
She can't hang with it. She goes, I can't sit here and watch this.
See, I don't. It's not a world of men, Jim. It's not.
Well.
All right. So we'll talk to you tomorrow when you're probably hungover and hallucinating after
right.
the AMAs.
I'm going for the clothes tonight, though.
All right, there you go.
All right.
This is Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Excellent. Jesus. All right. Always. Yeah. 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get Dean in just a second. He'll be up in just one moment. Scott is a full-time listener. Scott, brother, lay it on me.
Rick, what's up, man?
What do you got?
Hey, I understand you already have a copy of Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yes, I do. I already have a DVD copy.
And, you know, me and my slack-assness over the holidays and stuff, I get to buy it.
What? It's been out for like 2 months?
Dude, I know, man. I know. And it's like my all-time top number one best film of my entire existence.
Call yourself a man.
Rick, I know. So I'm willing to buy it off if you want.
Oh, really? So
sure.
So if I buy it from Sherry, you're willing to buy it from me?
Sure, why not?
You see, since Richard Nunn's slacking ass doesn't have a DVD player.
See, at first I was appalled you didn't have a DVD player. Didn't have the movie, and now, or let's have seen the film. And now he doesn't even have a damn.
Doesn't even have a DVD player. I don't even know why.
In his defense, he did tell me after he came in here, he has one ordered.
Yeah, well, he told me that too, but it's like $300.
How long have DVDs been out?
What kind of DVD player are you buying for $300? Does it make you toast in the morning?
A good one.
DVD player. You can get a good DVD player less than $100.
Oh, easily.
Well, not. I don't know what his is for certain. But you can't get them if they've got any kind of mass storage capabilities.
Oh, please. What is your deal?
What are you storing on a DVD player?
Yeah, what are you storing on it? What is it?
DVDs. You can get like 200 and 300 disc jukeboxes, and then you can actually go in and catalog
the
all of your DVDs.
Is 5 feet away.
But what do you, where do you put all, if you go get 100 DVDs, I mean,
no
you
one goes
you know
to get...
I've got over 200 DVDs at home, and I've got a nice little shelf in my living room. All
but how nice would it be to have them all inside one DVD player, cataloged on screen?
It's hard
you
to
want
believe.
A movie, you go on screen, you find what you want, you click it, you hit play, and it's already in.
It's hard to believe Americans are overweight. It's hard to believe Americans are out of shape.
It's cool to have electronic gadgets that have on-screen display.
I don't want to get off the couch and walk 7 feet to put a DVD in my DVD
player.
Okay,
in all reality, it's more of a pain in the ass because it takes forever to catalog the damn thing.
Then why are you telling him to buy it?
Well, because it's cool because you have it on screen and it's all cataloged when you're done.
What? I don't get you people, man. You guys are all freaks. Well, I'm not sure what we're going to do with it. Maybe we can give it away or we'll do something with it. So,
yeah, Rick, you know how to get all me. This is Scott.
Well, this is Scott from Film Fever, by the way. Give people your web address so they can.
Oh yeah, cool. It's filmfever.org.
Filmfever.org. And are you guys still doing the cable show?
Yeah, actually, we're back on the air in February.
Okay, so.
And I want you to be part of it.
Excellent. I'm there.
I want you to be a guest every so often.
Film Fever, which is a show I've been on before. They do a cable show and then they do filmfever.org, which is a great movie review site.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Excellent. So we'll stay in touch. I'll figure out what to do with it.
All right, Rick.
All right, there you go. There's Scott. Yeah, filmfever.org. They do local movie reviews and stuff. I've been on their cable show a couple times. It stores 300 DVDs.
I'm telling you, they're cool.
Please. All right, let's get Dean in Portland. What's up, Dean?
How you doing today, Rick?
What do you got, man?
Hey, I just want to say thanks for Saturday, man. I had a great time.
Oh, yeah. Are you still deaf? Are your ears working?
Yeah, I was smart and bought earplugs.
See, and I wore earplugs for part of it, but for part of it, you know, like, especially when you're on stage, you can't have them in. And it's just like the echoing is just, because that whole place is just concrete.
Absolutely.
And the acoustic properties of cement are such that it's just like being in a little sweat box, man, and it just vibrates with sound.
Yeah, it was great. It was nice finally meeting the talent there, you know, being a new listener. I brought four new listeners with me, so.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. Did you know that the guy from Porn Star Janitor had his own F-Matt shirt? Which, you know, I actually sell those, but of course, no. I'll just cut to the chase and just make his own for like a dollar.
His looks better, too.
It does. It looks better than the ones I sell.
Didn't it say Tim Riley is God on the back?
He combined two of the shirts together.
Speaking of Matt, was that Matt walking around with the KOTK jacket like a big billboard?
Yeah.
Oh, and the Hawaiian, love of God, buddy.
He had like this weird Hawaiian type shirt on.
Yeah.
I was still in Florida mode. You know,
had to be recognized.
Seriously. Well, you can't miss Matt. He's always, just a big guy with the KOTK garb on. Because let me just tell you a little bit about KOTK wear. Can I point out that I'm the only person? No, in fact, it's the opposite of that. Matt is the only person, this is the better way to put it, Matt is the only person on the show who has any KOTK clothing. Sarah doesn't have any. Tim doesn't have any. I don't have any. I mean, can we just be honest here?
That's not true. I think Tim has a shirt.
You have a KOTK shirt?
I have a newsman shirt.
Oh, okay.
We'll
call a spade here. It's the Rick Emerson Show. And I don't have a shirt, I don't have a coat, I don't have a jack. Matt got one of those $200 jackets.
No. I got that jacket before your show ever came on this station.
Oh, I'm sorry, because you're just more old school than... You know, they never give me anything. You got the jacket, you get the, you know, Tim gets the car. What do I get? I get bupkis.
That's your laptop.
I'll tell you what, this is what you should do. Every time you get something free, you should dock his pay.
Complete. That's a good idea. We'll
dock
just take
his pay.
It
whatever the value is, take it off the top.
I like the way you think.
What am I working for debt now?
You say you should be a program director. Yeah. We have a little thatch hut you can live in out back. All right. You can earn your freedom, though, eventually, if you work long enough. We brought you from Ireland. Now go pick.
Again, I get a dollar an hour, and I've got like a $35,000 debt to pay off to you.
It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Okay, I got all the stuff to talk about, but we're going to do this. We got more on the way, including the top five grossing live acts of 2002. Top five grossing live acts of 2002. Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Later on, we're going to have Tom Likas and your pal and mine, Phil Henry, with the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So stay there. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Fisher Communications.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 127, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by AT&T Broadband Internet, your quick connection to family, friends, and the world. Find out how fast and easy it is at ATTBroadband.com. Well, look what's on TV tonight. Joe Millionaire. Evan Marriott has no idea what life in the spotlight would be like until he recently agreed to be a bachelor, wooing some 20 beauties. They catch the new reality TV show a small lie that the struggling construction worker makes $19,000 a year is worth $50 million. We spoke with him recently. He explains how he became Joe Millionaire.
Actually, it happened basically with me going to a Christmas party last year, and I met somebody that knew somebody that I had been introduced to at this party, and they said, you know, we might be able to use you for some shows this year. And I was like, well, you know, if you can, you can. Fine, if you can't, you know. And I was 10 months later, hey, Evan, I met you at this party. You remember me? I was like, no. So I was like, but I'll come up and talk to you about whatever you need to do or whatever you want me to do. And that was it. Here I am.
Okay, let me talk to you about Joe Millionaire for a second. We expressed a theory last week that he's going to turn out to actually be a millionaire. That's the whole deal. That they're going to lead the whole girl on. You know, they're going to lead the girl on. The girl's going to pick it, or he's going to pick some girl at the end. They're going to say, "Hey, he's not a millionaire." She's going to get pissed off and dump him. And then they're going to say, "Hey, but he really is a millionaire." And I think we're the first people to say that out loud. I mean, we're probably not the only ones with the theory, but I mean, we came out last week and said it in front of God and everybody so that it's on the record.
You know what made me doubt it, though, is because I've been reading all these biographies on him and how he really, you know, like his life story up until this point. So I don't know how
they
could
be a lie, though.
That's true.
It's like all those false web pages they put up for Survivor that Mark Burnett put up with the fake X's over the people's faces. We couldn't know, but...
Or the Blair Witch Project.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here's my other reason, though. Here's my other reason for thinking that he's going to turn out to really be a millionaire. Because think about it. Because then it's a great ending no matter what the girl does. Because if he picks a girl and he says, oh, I'm not really a millionaire, and she says, well, that's okay, I love you anyway, well, then she gets rewarded for being great and true love conquers all, and she really does get the millionaire and everybody's happy, and it's like, oh, how sweet and how great she loved him anyway. And so that's a happy ending for all the chicks who watch. But then if she dumps him and then turns out that he really is a millionaire, then we all get to see her punished, and so we're rewarded for seeing a bad person punished.
Can we start a pool for who we think is going to win?
As long as it's not Heidi, man. That's all I care about.
No.
It's not that Heidi Ho.
No, I think it's the Melissa girl
Heidi
with the dark
Ho.
Brown curly hair. Heidi Ho is good.
Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho and Mojo.
Well, after tonight it's down to 5, right? Because there's 7, and then after tonight it's, or is it 12?
There's 12. I think tonight they cut it down to 7.
And then it's 5, and then it's 1 a week, I think. Yeah, because that's 7 weeks of the show. So, something like that. Anyway, tonight, I've lost track of what women are still left on the show, but we should definitely start a poll about it. Yeah, okay, I'm with you.
Mr. Millionaire, what did you think of the original concept of the show?
Well, I really didn't hear about the concept of the show until, like, a day before I left. And they just said, look, you're going to go over, you know, it's kind of like The Bachelor, but it's really not like The Bachelor. They said you're going to go over to France, we're going to have 20 girls come over behind you, and you're going to date them and pick them. And then before I left, they said, here's the big deal, you know, you've just inherited $50 million. So I started thinking, God, I did.
Tell us about what it's like to live a lie.
I really wasn't anybody any different. Like, I wasn't this guy that had millions for years, and I was, you know, into fine wines, and I knew how to, you know, waltz, and I was, you know, my etiquette was very, you know, I just...
Does anybody waltz anymore? Whatever happened to waltzing?
Like, hey, I'm me.
I think they do that at weddings.
American male. I like to drink beer and, you know, read Playboy and watch football. And you know what I mean? And that's
he's
the way.
He's a little too
conservative. See, well, that's the thing.
He's so
impossibly average.
Kind of over here. There was an idea over here.
He's so impossibly.
So I never really tried to
just a regular guy.
Well, and he did used to be a model, and he was. I saw this.
And his last name is Marriott, and that's just, come on, the Marriott hotel chain.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just so impossibly average that there's no way anybody could be that normal. There's no way anybody could be just a regular Joe average kind of guy all that much. I mean, he's just a simple, common clay, salt-of-the-earth guy, reads Playboy, drinks a beer.
I think his last name, though, is spelled differently than the Marriott hotel chain.
I'm not sure. Do you have it in front of you, Tim?
One moment, please.
M-A-R-R-I-O-T-T.
That's how Marriott is spelled.
I thought Marriott only had one T.
Oh, I don't know. Now I'm
Let's call the Marriott and ask.
We'll have to look it up.
Okay.
All right,
I'll look it up.
All right.
Hi.
Oh, I'm not done. Here I am leaving.
Were you actually walking out?
I was about to walk out of the room and do something else. All right, well.
I'm Tim Riley in the KOT Gay Newsroom.
It's good to see that that Matt's presence on the show has kept us on track.
Well, it's going to keep raining. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I think I'll just leave randomly now. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-737-5955. We're going to get Mike on the cell phone in just a second. It's full-time listener Diana downtown. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up, sister?
Oh, my God. I had so much fun. I can't tell you how much fun I had.
About...
Saturday.
Oh, about Saturday. Oh, I thought just like generally speaking, your life was rocking. Saturday? So the question is, are you deaf?
No, well, I already had some hearing loss from being in the Army, so no, nothing big.
So next to the howitzer shells, it's all good.
That's right.
So, no, it was, and Clyde spitting blood was a highlight. We'll get to that later on.
That was very impressive. I think the main thing, I didn't realize you could get rock and roll elbow, though, from just one night.
Rock and roll elbow.
You know, when you're raising your fist, the band.
Oh, yeah. Is that when you're raising your fist in the air and throwing them like you just don't care?
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Now, the other thing is, I wanted to tell you, I thought Glenn Ross was a great movie because it was, what was it? That it showed how far we've come from being a band of hunter-gatherers who work for the betterment of all and have descended into a bunch of hungry, bloodthirsty sharks who are willing to feast on the corpse of our fallen comrades.
Seriously? Heck, I'm writing that down. You have
I emailed it to you, so don't worry about it.
The soul of a poet. the thing about Glenn, I think that's why guys like it, though, because Glengarry Glen Ross is office politics. Like,
oh, yeah.
No matter what office anybody works in, no matter what business you're involved in, Glengarry Glen Ross is office politics taken to its absolute extreme.
I really think so.
I mean, inside our little black hearts, I mean, that's how we all really are, especially if you work in some sort of a white-collar business environment.
Exactly. So,
excellent. Well, thank you for coming down on Saturday. Glengarry Glen Ross rules!
That's it.
All right, there you go. They're staying out of downtown. Let's get Mike on a cell phone in McMinnville. What's up?
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
What do you got, baby?
That Joe Millionaire.
Yes.
We've all known or been around construction workers. How many of them, when they slip and fall and whack their chins, say, oh, Lordy.
Right. And how many of them look like models? And how many of them only... And again, the thing is, you're only making $19,000 a year in California where there's a union.
Yeah, it doesn't drive, and look at his hands.
Yeah, I mean,
you can look at his hands, they're not no fingernails or cut or nothing like that.
Yeah, I call BS on it. I think it's obvious. All right, there you go. There's Mike on his cell phone in McMinnville. You got soft hands, Mr. Hooper. You got city hands. Been counting money all your life. 10 points to the first person that can tell me where that's from. Oh, Jesus, God, come on. Oh, you are kidding me. There's nowhere to go but down from here. Here's your top five for Monday.
Four.
Not even going to tell you now.
Two. One. Fire.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do.
I didn't say $10. I said 10 points.
You say 10 points or
$10? I don't think I offered $10.
If you offered, because the lines are lighting up in the house.
I'm pretty sure I didn't offer $10. Did I? Well, crap. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
But first, a quick factoid. Evan Marriott's name is spelled the same way as the hotel king.
Ah, you were right.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't look Mormon, though, and that's a Mormon family.
Well, in honor of the successful show this past weekend at the Satire Rican, the Rick Emerson Show counts down the top five grossing live acts of 2002.
These are the top five grossing live acts on the road for the year we just finished.
Honorable mention, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Which is good, and of all the acts on here, I was looking at these earlier, and they're all pretty much oldsters. And Bruce Springsteen, I guess, officially counts as sort of a classic rock kind of old track, but he doesn't feel that way. Springsteen is aging really gracefully, and that's hard to do in rock and roll. We could do the top five one of these days, rockers have aged gracefully. Townsend was aging gracefully until about 2 days ago. Springsteen's pulling it off, though. Springsteen is aging well. He's not trying to stay young. He's playing simple rock that's not fashion dependent. It's not dependent upon trends. It's rooted in basic Americana, so it's timeless.
He's keeping it real.
He really is. He's representing.
Put a rifle in my hands. Send me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. I was born in the USA.
I think this is the only way he performs this song now. I have a friend of mine who's just a huge Springsteen fan. I go to one of those, you know, sees him like seven times a year or whatever. But I don't think he performs Born in the USA, the album way anymore, because I think he was so tired of people getting of misinterpreting it. And so I think this is the way that he always does it now.
Number five, the Dave Matthews Band.
Well, okay.
Started off really well.
I know, and then went to a power dive here. I think it's like when you leave college, they take away your student, you know, like your student ID card and your dining hall card, and they take away your love for Dave Matthews. Because no one out of college likes Dave Matthews.
I hated Dave Matthews in college.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You know, because Christina used to just sit there and wet herself over Dave Matthews. But even she said that it was a college thing. I go in for Christmas. My younger brother, James, who normally has pretty flawless music taste, I go there and he's like, dude, I must tell you about Dave Matthews. And I'm like, oh, God. Remind me to talk to you in 3 years when you're not, you know, you don't like him anymore. Listen to this. This is music, so the sole purpose of this is to impress chicks who think you're deep.
The gentle plucking of the guitar.
Oh, listen to how sensitive he is. I like how he sings about his feelings. Let's go do him backstage. That's the sole point of writing this music.
Is there any other points of being a rock star?
Siri, no, but I mean, at least Kid Rock's honest about it. You get Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, call me Dr. Love. You know, they don't lie. Dave Matthews is, you know, I'm going to sing about my dead puppy or, you know, how I'm sad about something. I could write this.
Number four, Elton John and Billy Joel.
You know, my feelings about Elton John are so conflicted. I've got so many feelings about Elton John, and I don't even know how to reconcile them all. I simultaneously love Elton John so much, and yet just despise all that he has become. And Billy Joel, I can take or leave.
You don't like Billy Joel?
He's okay. I don't hate him, but I'm not a huge fan. He's done some really good songs. He's done a couple of my all-time favorite songs, And So It Goes is one of the most beautiful songs ever. The Downeaster
Only
Alexa.
Downeaster Alexa is a great
best
song.
Quote in the world.
Which is?
I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun.
He's a good lyricist. I mean, I don't have anything against Billy Joel. Billy Joel is good.
He was banging Christy Brinkley for years.
I'm not a hater, but I'm not like in his fan club or anything. But it's like Elton John has just gone on this rocket sled from hip and cool and great pop songwriter to, like, I just think of him now and I just picture Tiger. You know, I just picture Muzak at shopping malls in Hillsborough.
Winnie the Pooh rocks. Yes.
Billy Joel also wrote Goodnight Saigon, which is a great song. See, I don't know how I feel about this. And you know that everybody in this audience drives an SUV. Everybody at this concert is 55 years old and says, "We marched on Washington and stopped a war."
It's kind of creepy when the audience is singing everywhere. Like,
seriously.
It's
creepy when you can picture your parents at this concert. Let's move on.
Number three is Cher.
Oh, God.
Now, skipping over Cher for a second, going back to Billy Joel.
Yeah.
I actually went to a Billy Joel concert with my mom.
Oh, come on. Hey, The Entertainer's a great song, too. I'm a big drag queen.
She's destroying the song.
She's a drag queen. She is a guy in a dress. Oh, God. Jesus, God. Listen to this. How many levels is this wrong on?
Walking in Memphis with a techno beat.
And it's live.
Is this two songs overlapping, or is this the song?
Jesus, there's some guy down front in a Liberace shirt sashaying. Why is this happening? This is so, so very, very wrong. I never liked this song anyway, and this is making it even worse.
I like the original version.
Really?
This is
Mark Brown. I used to have to play it all the time, I think, which is why I got sick of it. I had to play it on Rock 106 and Spokane, Washington.
If you overheard it, I think it would get tiresome. But
I like the concept of it.
Yeah.
But this is wrong. Down in the jungle, when I was walking in
Number two are the Rolling Stones.
Well, what are you going to say about the Rolling Stones? I don't begrudge the Rolling Stones always being number one, although they get their number two this time. You know, the only time they're not number one usually is when Pink Floyd is touring, because Pink Floyd blows them off the map in ticket sales when it comes to that. But everybody's sick of the Stones. Everybody thinks the Stones are too old, except for me. I have no problem. Stones can play until they're 90, for all I care. I mean, that's the thing about doing blues-based rock. You can play blues music until you die. It doesn't matter. And you know, the thing about playing blues-based rock is the older you get, kind of the cooler you are. I mean, it's like, what are you going to do to the Rolling Stones? F off, you know what I mean? They're the Stones. Shut up. You can't take anything away from the Stones.
Midnight.
No, that's Joe Perry from Aerosmith you're thinking of. He's in this band now. They're all interchangeable anyway.
The sad thing is I did buy 40 Licks. It's a good album. Like, good compilation.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
No, I'm just saying. I'm so old. Let's go to the rock and roll show tonight. Let's go boogie down. That's how I feel right about now.
Number one, Paul McCartney.
This is my right.
Oh, God. This is that horrible 9/11 song. I'm the greedy Beatle. Oh, he's so flat. Listen to that.
We're talking about freedom.
I mean, it's not like I'm Sarah Brightman or something, but this is really bad. You can't take anything away from the Beatles. You can't take anything away from what they did. You can't take anything away from the Beatles' musical legacy. But Paul McCartney's entire career has been one big clump of mayonnaise rolled in sugar. That's what it is. Paul McCartney's music, his solo music, is like white bread dipped in chocolate. Just sticky sweet but lacking any substance at all. I can't get with this. Okay, I have no comment here. Jolie's on the way with How Chicks Stink. Later on, Tom Likas, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll also do a big wrap-up of the show this weekend at Satyricon. So don't go anywhere. It's Hot Talk Connecticut. It's Kay.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Wait, hold on. Oh, is this Steve? Hold on.
Yeah.
Steve in Portland.
Yes, sir.
You know where the quote was from?
That would be from Jaws.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. People know. my peeps, they always know where I'm at. They always know the 4... Is it 4-1? Yes, 4-1-1 is what they know. 4-1-1 is known by
stop
my peeps.
Stop.
Sorry. Here's the traffic.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080, Portland, 1-800-727-5955. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Stink with Jolie from the front desk. Maybe if I just hum to myself over this, I won't have to hear it anymore. La, 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 la. Email says, Rick asked Jolie this. A buddy of mine recently admitted to his girlfriend that he slept with a prostitute. It happened before they were dating, but the girlfriend flipped out anyway and said she wouldn't respect him anymore. I say she's overreacting. What do you say? They're currently broken up. Please tell him what to do. Anonymous pal. So, guy, I'm guessing he was drunk because that's when this always happens. Guy gets drunk, admits to his girlfriend, hey, did I ever tell you about that time I slept with a prostitute? And so the girlfriend freaks out and dumps him. The wonders of alcohol. Anyway, I say she's overreacting. What do you say, anonymous pal?
Well, pal, I think you should butt out because it's none of your business.
Ooh, look at that sass.
Second.
That's the spice I like.
I don't think you should ever tell your girlfriend you slept with a hoe.
No. No, that's probably a bad
definitely,
idea.
That you've paid for sex. I think this guy, I mean, I don't even want to imagine what this guy looks like or who he is or what he does or whatever. Because if he had to pay for sex.
You just look at the way, the disdainful way she's shaking her head and the clucking of the tongue.
Well, for God's sakes, it's illegal.
Well, not necessarily.
Not in every country.
Not in every state.
Maybe he was in the military really? when it happened.
Hold on. What do you mean really? It's legal in Nevada.
About hookers for.
It's absolutely legal in Nevada. Certain parts of Nevada.
Legal in Hawaii.
Really?
So, oh my God!
What's living in that this country? What are you, Miss Manners?
No, but I just didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's not even illegal in every city, in every state. It's perfectly legal in some places.
But, you know, come on. I mean, think of all the diseases and crap that could be going on. I mean,
prostitutes have a lower disease rate than most than the average population. Well, no, because if you get disease, you're going to be out of work, especially if it's at a brothel. So your only problem is the diseases. That's your only qualm.
No.
Well, then what's your real problem?
They've got pretty stringent testing laws down in Nevada.
In every state, it's illegal.
Okay, but that's... What is your actual problem? Because it's not even illegal everywhere.
Well, that he has to pay for sex, first of all. Yes, all those diseases.
Listen to the Leica show. Most guys pay for sex.
Every time you sleep with anybody, you know, you got that.
I know, but they sleep with like 10 people a day or something.
Oh, all right.
Ever.
So you don't think the girl was overreacting?
No, I don't.
All right. Okay, so you think it was an entirely appropriate reaction. So the guy wants...
I'm all for the communication.
I'm all for not telling. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for not telling.
Yeah, but actually, I did get some comments that some girls said, well, at least he told her. If I found out my husband slept with a hooker, I don't know.
Would you, if your husband told you right now, hey, I was drunk one time years ago before I met you and I slept with a hooker, what would you say? Would you dump him?
Well, no, because I've got a lot already invested in it, and I mean, this person that's already got, you know, that's writing in, I mean, we don't know how long they've been dating or what,
before they got together.
Well, yeah, so, right. And it's in the past, but still.
All right, there you go, there's Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think.
Oh, and I had another comment about our song.
Okay, well, hang on, we'll do it in just a second, don't go anywhere. We'll be back, it's the Rick Emerson Show.
From Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.